This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Militants in Iraq are threatening to kill two more hostages, American Jack Hensley and Kenneth Bigley of Britain. The kidnappers set a 24-hour deadline and repeated their demand that all Iraqi women prisoners be released. The threat comes after a videotape showed the beheading of an American, civil engineer Eugene Armstrong. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on the hostages and the group claiming to hold them.
The Musab al-Zarqawi-led group Unity and Jihad has claimed responsibility for a series of violent attacks against Iraqis and foreigners working in Iraq, including the beheading in May of American Nicholas Berg. The video posted on an Islamist website last night followed the same grisly routine as other beheadings. The hostage, who appeared to be Eugene Armstrong, was shown sitting in front of five of the apparent kidnappers wearing black ski masks. The man who would soon carry out Armstrong's murder read a statement condemning President Bush. At one point, he referred to the abuse of Iraqi prisoners by American soldiers at Abu Ghraib. The original demand from the kidnappers was for the release of all women prisoners from Abu Ghraib and a second prison in the south. U.S. officials said there were no longer any female detainees at those facilities, but there are two women being held elsewhere. Both are suspected of involvement in Saddam Hussein's weapons programs. It was not clear if any negotiations between Iraqi, Arab, or U.S. officials and the kidnappers were in progress. Some 130 foreigners have been kidnapped in Iraq since the beginning of the year. Most have been freed. Security experts say in some cases criminal gangs do the initial abductions and then sell the captives to more ideological insurgent groups. Iraqi and American officials say the insurgents are hoping to undermine the reconstruction effort in Iraq and delay or derail nationwide elections set for no later than the end of January. Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi insists there will be no delay. The beheading follows 10 days of rising violence in Iraq that has left hundreds of people dead, most of them Iraqis. In a troubling sign of potential sectarian violence, a Sunni clerics association said two of its sheikhs had been killed since Sunday in Shiite neighborhoods of Baghdad. For now, the families of Jack Hensley and Kenneth Bigley are anxiously awaiting word on their fate. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.